During Shabbat Yechavadat, we are doing some Shuvot relating to Chanukah. We are in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Hey. The Shuvot deals with the following question. On Motzei Shabbat in Beit Knesset, so we want to do Havdalah, the Chazan is going to make Havdalah, and the Chazan wants to light Nerot Chanukah. In what order should we do those two things? Nerot Chanukah and Havdalah, which should take priority? So there's a question, because on the face of it, we know there's a principle in the Gemara, Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. If you have two things in front of you, one which is more frequent and one which is less frequent, you always do that which is more frequent first. Tadir kodem. Havdalah is every Motzei Shabbat. Nerot Chanukah is only 8 days of the month, only 8 days of the year, and therefore you might think that Havdalah should come first. However, on the other hand, the Gemara in Shabbat also says, let's say you have a poor person who doesn't have enough money. He doesn't have enough money, he can only buy one set of candles. He only has one set of candles. He can do Nerot Shabbat or Nerot Chanukah. That's all he has. So what's the din? What should go first? So that's the big question. It's not so simple. It's not so simple because maybe Nerot Chanukah should come first because Pirsumei Nisa. The Gemara suggests, what about Pirsumei Nisa? Now, the other side is because of Shalom Bayit, but it's not about Tadir. The Gemara seems to think that Pirsumei Nisa, in this case, being Mefarsim, publicizing the miracle, should be more important than Nerot Shabbat, which is clearly Tadir. It's every single Shabbat. It's just as frequently as Avdalah. Maybe Pirsumei Nisa should be more important than that which is Tadir, and therefore, Motzei Shabbat, Chanukah candles should come first. You have Svarot, Lekan, Lekan. On the one hand, Havdalah is more Tadir, it's more frequent. On the other hand, Nerot Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. Yes?
Is Havdalah considered mitzvah?
Havdalah is certainly mitzvah. Whether it's mitzvah or right, or Rabbanan, it's certainly mitzvah. What?
I think it's
but in itself is a mitzvah, just like Kiddush is in itself is a mitzvah. I'm a Baruch Atah Hashem of dealing with Kodesh in itself is a mitzvah.
Tadir is only relevant if you are going to do both.
You're
going
to do both.
Right, but prioritization, I don't want to point to one.
Correct, so we're going to point that out, correct.
And which
small hole?
Social
Rosh or Pashat? Social Rosh.
Right, but I do this first.
Malin Bakodesh. So I... Kola tadir mechavero kodem mechavero, that follows the Mishnah of Kola kados mechudas mechavero kodem mechavero. I gotta figure out one, okay. What happens when you have tadir mechudas? When we do a shiur on the 10th Perek in Zvachim, my first son bar mitzvah drasha, that's what it was about, okay. We'll go back, Mezrat Hashem, we'll do chazara. So, okay, so you're exempt. So what do? So the question is, okay, but on the one hand, but Ner Shabbat, Ner Chanukah, it's not a question of Tadir, because Zach Levinson is right. Tadir means I'll do both, which to do first. If I only have the option to do one, if I only can do one, Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbat, that's not a question of Tadir. Tadir means priority. If you have to do one, you have to choose Pirsumei Nisa. So what about the following? Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. We're going to read three Sifrei Torah. Parashat HaShavua, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. In what order? In what order? So you could have done Rosh Chodesh first, or Chanukah, for clearly Parashat HaShavua first. Then what? Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir, but Chanukah maybe has an element of Pirsumei Nisa. So we say Rosh Chodesh comes first because of Tadir. Now, that's also not a good proof, because the Kriyat HaTorah is exactly Pirsumei Nisa. Lighting candles, that's Pirsumei Nisa. Reading about the Chanukah, the Mizbeach, it's not exactly Pirsumei Nisa. So it's also not exactly a good proof. You can't say that, oh, Tadir always comes first, or Ner Chanukah, we haven't have a proof yet.
Isn't
Rosh
Chodesh have a root in Deraita and Chanukah
clearly Rabbanan? Correct, but the Kriyat HaTorah is neither. The Kriyat HaTorah to mention either one.
But Rosh Chodesh is a Deraita Remez, so that should come first over to Rabbanan anyway.
Perhaps. Also, so you see from here, though, the Achronim has the following question. What if someone got home late, and they have to do Arvit, and they were Chanukah, what should they do? There's no minyan. There's no late minyan. They got home at 10:30 at night. 10:30 at night, they're going to say Arvit Bechidut. They don't have a choice. So the question is, but they both start at the same time. So what should this person do? There's no minyan anymore. It's 10:30 at night. He just got home. He needs to light candles. He needs to say Arvit. They say, based on that Tosfot, who said Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah, do Arvit and then candle lighting, because Tadir should come first. Since Tadir should come first, Arvit is every night. Nerot Chanukah is only 8 nights a week, a year. So then it would be Arvit first. So it sounds like we should do Arvit first. Tadir should trump. Now, there are two reasons not to do this. The first is the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, well, maybe this is what Dr. Sakatu meant. We do Havdalah twice in Shul. We do Havdalah in Amidah. We say at Achon Ta'anu. And then we do Havdalah Alakos. We already said Havdalah in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah. You already said Havdalah. We also do Havdalah Alakos. That's true. But that's a secondary. You're right, if you didn't have Havdalah at all, it might be a good question. But the Me'iri writes, he's one of the Rishonim, you already said Havdalah in Chonen Adat. So when it comes to Havdalah Alakos, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. Clearly, Ner Chanukah should come first, and only later do Havdalah. Secondly, the Trumat HaDeshen writes, he says, you know why? There's this idea in Gemara Pesachim, La'afuka Yom HaMa'achrinan. So whenever we have the option of delaying Shabbat longer and longer and longer, you have an option here. If you do Havdalah sooner, you'll end Shabbat. Always push Shabbat longer. Why? Mitzvah to Shabbat Shabbat. The longer you keep Shabbat, the longer you keep Shabbat, so that's better. So push Havdalah off. Push Havdalah off. Do Nir Chanukah first, and push Havdalah off. Why not? Push Havdalah off, so that Fuka Yom HaMa'achrinan, that you can always have Havdalah a little bit later, and therefore we should do Havdalah Lakos after Nir Chanukah.
Would that also be logical? Because for Pesuvah and Nenda, if I did Havdalah first and then Chanukah candles, as soon as Chanukah candles are lit, everyone's gone.
So that's another reason.
So
the Shulchan Aruch writes like this. The Shulchan Aruch writes, in fact, we should do Nir Chanukah and then Havdalah, because Kol Ma'afuka Yoma Ma'achrinam. We always push off the Havdalah as long as possible. Similarly, if Purim was Motzei Shabbat. Purim was Motzei Shabbat. So what do? So we delay because we want people to come. But in fear, we did our beat immediately. When we do Havdalah? Before or after Megillah? We do Havdalah after the Megillah. Havdalah after the Megillah. Kol la'afuka yom ha-ma'achrinan. Maybe you have to do Purim or Eish before because you're benefiting from the light. Fine. But it's not about Havdalah. We push Havdalah after the mitzvah as long as possible. Now the Taz, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says, whoa, hold on. That doesn't make sense. Kol la'afuka yom ha-ma'achrinan means you want to delay Shabbat on and on. So good. You want to know, should you do this? You want to have a shiur and Havdalah. So do you do the shiur before Havdalah or after Havdalah? Do the shiur and then Havdalah. Push Havdalah off. But you're going to light candles. You're going to light candles. They're a Chanukah. Lighting candles is, in theory, Chilul Shabbat, no? So you're ending Shabbat already. You ended Shabbat. So don't tell me you're delaying Havdalah because you want to extend Shabbat. You're not extending Shabbat. You're lighting candles. So you're ending Shabbat. You're relying on the Havdalah and Tefillah anyway. You're ending Shabbat by lighting candles. So that's a joke. So normally you're right. Kol ha'afuka yom ha-ma'achrinan. You want to have a shiur on Motzei Shabbat. You should do it before Havdalah. Push Havdalah later. Because a shiur doesn't violate Shabbat. But since lighting candles is a violation of Shabbat, once you light candles, you've shown Shabbat's over. You gain nothing by postponing Havdalah. So the Taz says, no. You should do Havdalah first, and then Erot Chanukah later. Rav Hanya writes, hold on. Who's lighting candles? One person. One person's lighting candles. The Chazan, whoever you're assigning to light candles, lights candles. The rest of it, Tzibur, we're not violating Shabbat. We're not violating Shabbat. He said the Shulchan Aruch was concerned with the whole Tzibur. You have 100 people in the room. 99 of them are extending Shabbat. So Kol la'afuka yom ha-ma'achrinan, for the 99 people, we would postpone Shabbat a little bit later by extending Havdalah later. So therefore, we should light the Nerot Chanukah first and only do Havdalah thereafter. He concludes by saying, but wait a minute. There's a difference between the Beit Knesset and the house. In the Beit Knesset, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Nerot Chanukah and then Havdalah later. Kol ha'afuka yom ha-ma'achrinan. We push off Shabbat as long as possible. You make Havdalah later. Ah, the person's lighting candles, but it's one person. We're all benefiting from the Pirsum HaNes. We're all extending Shabbat. But at home, you already said Atachon HaTanu in Tefillah. You said Atachon HaTanu in Tefillah. So, but at home, I'm the one making Havdalah, and I'm the one lighting the candles. I'm doing both. So he says, at home, yes, b'chus l'sfarat ha-taz. At home, a person should make Havdalah first, and only then light the candles. Why? You're not extending Shabbat. But if you lit the candles first, you've shown Shabbat ended. If I light my own candles, I can't say, oh, but it's still Shabbat. No, I'm doing a maaseh that ends Shabbat, that shows Shabbat is over, and therefore, in Beit Knesset, we do Neirot Chanukah, and then Havdalah. At home, where I'm the same person who's making Havdalah, and I'm the same person who's lighting the candles, I should make Havdalah, and only then light candles thereafter. It's interesting, by Sfaradim, so there was only one person. I light the candles, I make the Havdalah. But Ashkenazim, it's interesting, because one person is making Havdalah, but they're all lighting candles. So it could be, maybe there's a difference, maybe by Ashkenazim, they would do something different, because it's not the same person. We said, because it's the same person, make Havdalah first and then light candles. They're not necessarily the same person. They have a lot of people involved, so maybe their Cheshbon would be different.